Some people love solving riddles, but few have had to deal with such high stakes as the prince in Puccini's opera Turandot. Puccini took the story from a fairy tale by Carlo Gozzi and fashioned it into a compelling dramatic opera, the last opera he ever wrote. On this season's opening Kalamazoo Symphony Concert, we'll present Turandot in a semi-staged version. Let me tell you the story. Turandot, the daughter of Turan, an ancient region in Central Asia, has declared she will not wed until a prince of noble lineage can solve three riddles that she will propose. Those who attempt it and fail will be beheaded. The bloodthirsty crowd loves this idea as they call on the royal executioner to come forward. In the frantic crowd, a servant girl, Liu, escorts an elderly man, Timur. An unknown prince rushes up to Timur, recognizing him as his father. The old man recounts his defeat in battle and his current exile, grateful for Liu's kindness towards him. Perduta la battaglia, vecchio re senza regno e fuggente. Una voce sentì che mi diceva, vieni con me, sarò tua guida. In the meantime, the crowd watches the funeral procession of the latest victim of Turandot's riddles. They suddenly take pity on this innocent man as the executioner leads him to his death. Turandot appears, and with an imperious gesture, seals the man's fate. Upon seeing her for the first time, the unknown prince is dazzled by Turandot's beauty. He decides he must attempt the riddles in order to have her as his bride. But just as he's about to strike the gong to signal his intent, three comic characters bar his path. These three, Ping, Pang, and Pong, advise him to give up this foolish idea, but their words fall on deaf ears. Liu intercedes and begs him to abandon this quest.
Signore, ascolta.
The crowd gathers, hoping for yet another contest. The unknown prince is determined to win Turandot. He sounds the gong. Let the trial begin. This is just the beginning of an exciting evening at the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert. There's much more to come.